I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
Thank you for joining us on this New Year's Day, live from Letters from the Pen. As you can see, we are here together.
Yeah, in the same room. A little different this time, don't it? Come on. Oh, I love my hair. We are in the same
room. So, how was your New Year's?
It was good, Monty.
What did you do for New Year's? What did you do for New Year's? Look at you grabbing liquor and stuff.
Ooh, I'm excited to be doing this next. Yeah, I got my snack going on here.
Yeah, we know how you like your pickle.
I'm hungry.
You always hungry. Hungry.
How y'all doing out there, Radio Land? We chopping it up today because it is a new year, 2021. Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm sorry, it is what it is. It's a new year. Can't be number real.
She bring a new year and eating a pickle.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about the new cooking show. Want to tell them about it?
So we have a new cooking show called Cooking with Letters from the Pen, which will be premiering in a couple of weeks. And you guys will get to see it first here on Letters from the Pen on BBS Radio. Mm-hmm. She can't cook that good. So the only thing she knows how to make is macaroni and cheese.
Nice.
So I'll be cooking the other stuff.
The noodles. You got the noodles in there.
Listen,
are
waiting. Listen.
All her dollar store treats are in there waiting.
Listen. You
want a good meal.
I can make some good ramen noodles, okay? Calm down.
Ramen and pickle. Ramen. I'm going to get fun.
Ramen and pickle.
We love you guys. Happy New Year. Such a mess.
Oh, we now have Letters from the Pen merch. If anybody wants a Letters from the Pen mask, you can go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen.com. Drop us a note and we will get one out to you. So we have a super exciting letter tonight that Miss Star is about to read for us. Come on over here, Floppy.
Okay.
Look at her trying to eat. She's always trying to eat. Girl, get the letter off your phone. Get the letter off your phone. Yeah, look how I'm trying to eat donuts and stuff.
Y'all are gonna love these.
We're supposed to be hosting this show when you over here grubbing. Look at this.
Please, my letter.
Okay, give me the phone. I'll read the letter. You hungry? Give me. Let me do this.
I see it right here. This is her little Jell-O concoction that she's making right here. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to get to this letter that someone has sent out to us. And after we read the letter, you guys can call in, let us know what you think, give us some of your opinions. And then we're going to be chatting it up later about 2020, how 2020 went, how it was for everyone, some of the milestones that Star and I have hit. And we want to know some of the milestones that you guys have hit and some of your plans for 2020. Right now, Star is going to read this letter.
Oh,
now?
Now.
Y'all like my hat?
She's so hungry.
Mm-hmm. I got chocolate. Oh, that's a pregnant person's meat. What the heck is going on here?
Are you pregnant? Are you?
No.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, unless it's somebody else in the room. Oh, nobody else is in the room. Okay. Oh, no. Okay, let me read this letter.
Is that you?
Mm-mm.
We are having a little bit of technical difficulties today, you guys, but you stay right here with us.
Read this letter, girl.
Okay.
Stop eating these damn pickles and read the letter.
Okay. I'm going to take my hat off, too, because I feel like I'm looking like that man off of Mark for Death. Okay. Hello, ladies. Happy New Year. I'm so glad that my letter was chosen to be read today. I am a 35-year-old mother of two, and I'm recently separated from my husband because I have feelings for women. I'm wondering if I should leave my husband or if I should even tell my husband about my dilemma. We've been married for a very long time and have two children together. He doesn't know about my bisexual feelings. He just thinks that we are growing apart. What should I do?
Okay, you want to go at that first or you want me to go at that?
Honestly, baby, do you? Be you. Tell that man you want some coochie. I mean, if that's what you like, go for it. Because me personally, I don't do that, but I'm not knocking anybody that does. You're going to be miserable if you stay with this man and you want something else. And he's going to be miserable too, because you can't be giving him 100% and want coochie. That's not going to work like that. So I suggest you tell him, talk to the kids about it. If they don't already know, apparently you've already experienced that or whatever. So you know what you want, girl. Talk to that man, tell him, because he's going to get mad.
Okay. I got questions. I always got questions though. So the letter was so vague. So, you know, I got to get in your business because I always get in people's business. But how long have you known about these feelings? Have you been sleeping with girls? I mean, what's happening? Like, how long she said she was in this relationship? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So how long do you know about these feelings and how long you been living a lie, honey? Because you can't live life like that. So if you feel like, whether it's a man or woman or whoever, if you feel like you're not in love with someone, this is for everybody out there. If you feel like you're not in love with somebody, like don't hang on. Like don't make a reason. Is you trying to beat me in my head with a candy cane? Yeah, so if you don't have feelings for someone, don't hold on for no reason, because that's not fair to yourself and that's not fair to that other person as well. Because that man could have been moved on and been happy with somebody who really wanted him, and you could be happy with, you know, with someone that you want. So be yourself, live with your feelings. Don't, like I always say, don't let somebody else paint your story for you. Paint your own story. You tell your own story. So if that's what you want, then that's what you got to go do. You got to do what's going to make you happy. And I also want to know how old your kids are, because that could also be something that determines what step you should take. Because children, whether people realize it or not, children are really affected when parents break up or when they divorce and they're used to one routine and something changes. So don't just go jump out the window. You have to weigh your pros and cons and weigh your options as well, because you have other people to consider. Other minor people to consider.
Mm-hmm. Tell the man, honey. That's all you gotta do. And if you already separated, I mean, honestly, he may know.
You should have told him. It's a lot of men out there that like to sleep with two women, whether right. It be separately or together.
And you might actually be surprised at his reaction, because he might just be like, okay, well, she can come too. But that's y'all business, you know? Yeah. 1-800-627-6008. Call us up, you guys. Call us up and tell us your New Year's resolution. We want to hear from you today. And you can tell us about this letter, what you guys think.
Right.
Wow. Out there, Radio Land, if you're listening out there, iHeartRadio. BBS Radio, wherever you're listening at. I know you guys can't see us, and I'm glad, because I probably got chocolate chips.
They can't see you.
Not on the radio. If they in their car.
Well, if they live streaming, they can see you. They can see you eating like a pig. They can see you doing all.
I'm going to give you the recipe.
Doing all that stuff.
Just a little while. But you see, we rocking out pajamas today, right?
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, we're pajama girls today. We're going to get a little sexy for the next show. But today, this is what it is. You gonna play some music then?
No. We're gonna wait. We're gonna wait for our guests before we play the music. But we want to shout out to our sponsors, OG2 Entertainment, Stars Pen, LHS Home Care for all your home care needs, Photography Got Next for all your photography got needs, Amore Dior Designs for all your hot press needs. You know, hot press, yeah, if you need one of those masks. And JRC Cleanup, no job is too small or too big. I mean, hey, mysterious letter lady, you might be able to use JRC Cleanup to come clean out your house. You know, if you get thrown out, or, you know, the husband, you know, if you want to remove your stuff, you know, it don't matter. I'm petty. I go steal my significant other's stuff out the house.
Playing
with me.
Talk about this. And I would like to know why you waited so long to decide, you know, that you didn't like the band, you wanted the end.
You stupid today.
I mean, I'm just curious. That's all. Just really want to know. Guys, I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this cooking episodes that we have coming up for you.
Yep, because she's going to be making fried bologna, chicken feet.
Yep, and eating everything in tight.
Yeah, she's pregnant. She just don't want to tell nobody. She, look at her.
Okay, so she's
lying. Look. She got experience eating pickles.
That was a good.
Look at it. Oh, okay. Whoa. Rated R. Sensor. This is what happens. Usually, we're not filming together. we're in separate states. Usually, separate sides of the planet. But for this New Year's special, we're together because we're working on some new projects. So she's a little antsy because, you know, we're here together doing the show.
No, I don't.
Lord Jesus. We're going to drop our first trivia question while we're waiting for our guest. Go ahead and give the trivia question. Look at her. Just trying to eat. Look at her.
How many pickles are in this jar? I'm going to give you one quick glance. See? How many pickles are in here?
That's a terrible trivia question. I don't even think you know how many pickles are in there. Lord Jesus. Our guest has joined us. Let's see where he is at.
Well, I can be looking like that anymore.
What?
They can see them pickles and count them. Yep, y'all can see them. Thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Okay.
So G Terra just joined us for this New Year's special.
Today's trivia question. Let me see. What planet is 93 million miles away from the Earth? I give you a $10 gift card.
Your house.
Because that's easy. And you should know that off the rip if you've been in science class. And if you know my page and you follow my page, you should know that. Because I'm a faint advisor of 93 million miles away. I'm going to go there one day. $10. 1-800-627-6008. Call me up and tell me what planet is 93 million miles away from the Earth.
She said that she will give someone $10 to send her 93 million miles away. That's what she said, basically. That's what she's saying.
I'll take that too. I want to hear some music. I want you to play some music tonight. You guys, we have been really like just all over the place. Yesterday and today. And I got to see Snurt, y'all, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I actually saw Snow Dirt. Like, it was everywhere.
So, while we're waiting for our guest to get his technical difficulties together. So, what were some of your milestones this year? Well, last year. Now I can say last year, yesterday. What were some of your milestones in 2020? Like, what were some of the things that you accomplished in 2020?
For me, did I accomplish in 2020? I had already started so much stuff. I think I was just kind of moving along with things. A Resurrection Heals, I finished. That was one project. And that's really about it, to be honest. A Letters from the Pen. Accomplished that right to the end of the new year. So that was a nice opening, nice segue to 2021. So, yeah. Ooh,
Okay.
But just evolution for me. If, as long as I can keep moving, yeah, people.
As long as sounds I can, like I hear G-Terra.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to get my man. It's been tough for me over here. My bad.
Do you have your video camera on?
Can you see me? Yeah, I got it on. Is it not showing up?
Okay, now we see you.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, I called them before, but I had some issues like with the phone and the volume, so I had to restart it and everything.
All right. Well, we're just here kind of talking about recapping 2020, talking about some of the milestones that happened in 2020 and some of the different things that are going on. So, well, first of all, you've been here. This is your second appearance on the show, but tell us who you are again for those who are just kind of tuning in for the first time that don't know who you are.
Well, before I even say nothing, the first thing I'm going to say to y'all is Happy New Year. And much blessings upon everything that y'all are doing. Shout out to Star. Shout out to Nikia. On the show that y'all doing and the success that you are having. Happy New Year. Much blessings. I hope y'all had a wonderful holiday. You know what I'm saying? I'm G-Terra. To the world out there that's listening, I'm G-Terra. G-T-E-R-R-A. I have to spell it right to catch it. Yeah. From Jamaica, Spanish Town. Big up and bless up the whole world. Big up Letters from the Pen Show. Much love to everybody. So, man, I said, all my listeners, them are the people that have been tapping me like, yo, you doing the interview today? I'm like, yes, I'm doing the interview. Excuse me for being a bit late, but yeah, man, big up. Bless up, everybody.
Cool. Thank you for coming back and sharing, you know, your new stuff with us. So what was your 2020 like? What milestones did you hit? Like, what struggles did you go through? Like, just wrap in a nutshell, like, what was your 2020?
It was a blessed. It was a blessed year on certain levels, but it was a terrible year on another. It's like gift and a curse here. I don't know. I don't know what to call it, because you meet good people and you're thankful for meeting good people and pretty much having the connections that you make along the way during the 2020 or whatever accomplishments that's good. You could look at it and say, yeah, it's a blessing to have all that. But on the other side, all these people dying from this virus thing, you know. So from what I'm feeling, you know, it's kind of been a tough year, but still, it's been a decent year for me still, though. It's a struggle to say with what it is. It's kind of like you just got to be thankful for being alive and just, you know.
Of course. Yep. So what do you have? What do you, like, what's ahead of you in 2021?
Well, right now I'm trying to finish up this album. And, you know, pretty much that's my main goal right now is finish this album. Once I get that out of the way, my next move, you know, we'll focus on the next move. So musically, that's where I'm at, you know, otherwise it's family. You know, take care of family.
All right, cool. So we're gonna play your new song, your new single that you have that you just dropped. Yeah, you can go new, ahead and brand. Yes, and then we're gonna get into it and talk about it. So go organic. Ahead and go ahead and announce organic. Your new single.
Organic. That's it, name.
Organic, that's what it's
called. Yeah. You see, y'all say it different. Organic. I say organic.
I can't speak Jamaican talk.
I know, right? That's how it is. It's all good. Let me mute out. Listeners.
All right, so who did you work with on this song, Organic? We're getting ready for them to cue it up.
Well, I pretty much produced it myself. I wrote the song. Well, I sit here, I freestyled it. You know, I made it up just like really recent, like pretty much 2-3 days ago. I sit here and spit a freestyle on the beat. The beat is made by Chimney Records out of Jamaica here, Kingston, Jamaica. And that's it. Apart from the beat, the beat creator, I'm the one that did all the production work on the song. So, yeah, you know.
All right. So here's your song, Organic by G-Terra. You heard it first here on Letters from the Pen.
Yeah. Check. 1-3. Yeah. No schooling, yeah. TG for life, yeah. 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 You know, yeah. Organic, yeah. Tell me organic, yeah. Watch it, organic, raw and chronic, astonic, y'all start panic,
shine like the sun, moon, star, comet. Steve my style, but you're still far from it. Check my file, man, a black czar. Profit off a mech. From a voice up on a track star, run it. Some of them a gimmick, some a Ras Glad comic. Enough of them a mimic what we Ras Glad done with. Pay them a visit, carbon it, sad off on it. No limit, make the broadcast public. I make my blast off, dirty mask off, a CFE. Running a road, I make the cops block traffic. Pull your heart, fully heart, a black matic. When the black talents are ripping, make a dog start vomit. The dog pass, catastrophe. You talk hard, but we are not knocking. Organic, organic. Raw and chronic. Astonic, y'all start panic. Shine like the sun, moon, star, comet. Deep my style, but you're still far from it. You forget my file, man, a black czar. Profit off the mech, from a voice up on a track star. Run it. Organic, organic, organic. It's in the gluten, you fi walk far from it. Me said the flow on a message. It's so progressive, one fi bet me score the goal like Messi. The foreigner left me, so wanna test me all a special. Me wanna best in all fi exit from the chroma press. See you no wanna war, money pon your head, you wanna flesh it. Well if you dead, and your soul arresting. Peaks, your buzz are very deep. No matter how much coke in your nose, no press it. Me coulda tap in your dome already. Either you hold your breath or hold a medi. Hot bullet in your throat, you fly your head and left cold spaghetti. No killer when me know no petty. So aggressive, all the mercy when me show. Yeah, me know ja bless me. Look, organic, raw and chronic. Astonic, y'all start panic. Shine like the sun, moon, star, comet. Deep my style, but you're still far from it. You for check my file, man a black czar. Profit off the mech, I'm a voice step on a track star. Run it, organic, organic, organic. You see the gluten, you for walk far from it.
It's aqua, me know me godfather. Me flow on any boy, want this line up and drop like that. Me know in a row, yeah, in a row. Drop like them, madam, me know in a row. You don't know.
Say me no want select it, but you're gonna hard for press. And if you want for bet it, make your life unfortunate the way you all regret it. Check the flow without your better, make the starter check it. I'm gonna write the song for man, so me no want a message. But me sees a bunch of waste man and them not impressive. Them here sees a them a pagan, so them not no blessings. Stand my visa board a plane and them a gonna fetch it. You know me not gonna lift it.
Organic, raw and chronic. Astonic, y'all start panic. Shine like the sun, moon, star, comet. Deep my style, but you're still far from it. You for check my file, man a black czar. Profit off the mech, I'm a voice up on a track star. Run it, organic, organic, organic. You see the gluten, you for walk far from it.
You heard it first here. That was Organic by G Terra, right here on Letters from the Pen.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So tell us what that song is about.
That song is just about pretty much flow, lyrics, and production. A lot of people got production works that's filled with like a lot of auto-tune, and some of the songs are not really, like, to me, in my opinion, I think some of the songs are like, the way they produce them is like mostly production. There's like limited or small amount of actual art, or, you know, the type of listening way. It's just not authentic. So we call this organic, being that this is an organic tune. So everything in it is organic. The life, the little story patterns and everything I'm talking about is organic. It's real. You know, it's not nothing I'm making up. You can see this in real life. You know, so it's about.
All right, cool. So we should be expecting a G Terra album in 2021.
Yep, definitely. Fully loaded. Clockwork Tree, fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
I don't like this man.
Okay, Catwoman, calm down.
Okay.
So did you get a chance to hear our letter, to listen to the letter?
I heard a part because I was listening to the show as I was trying to get my Zoom stuff together. And the Zoom wouldn't let me in the old one that I built, so that was the issue. I had to pretty much sign in again under a new one. I don't know what.
Okay,
what
so let me was. let's cut to the chase. I just asked you the question.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if your wife came home and said, "I don't want to be with you no more. I want to be with a woman."
Well,
that's basically what the letter was kind of about. The premise of the letter.
If that's her choice. If that's her choice, well, that's what it is. You know, I'm not going to fight. What I'm going to do?
You're not going to fight.
No, I'm not going to.
PBS Radio TV.
I tried.
Contact was made.
If that's her choice, I mean, that's her choice. If that's really her choice, and I'm like, really? And we sit down and I talk to her, and a day passed by, and that tomorrow, that's still what she said. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, there's a lot of women out here. I ain't going to trip over her.
I'm gonna be PG tonight. Maybe I shouldn't because it's 2021. But you wouldn't even try to fight? You wouldn't even try to fight for her love?
Yeah, I would. But like I said, if it came down to the like the, after all of the speaking and really figuring out what's really good, and this goes for any woman. It doesn't matter. I could be with the prettiest woman in the world. If she tells me that's what she wanna do, and I question her a couple of months time and she's acting all naughty. And if she acting all superficial too, that make it worse. I'll let her go fast. I'll be like, oh, no problem. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Because guess what?
Okay. Who do you think the prettiest woman in the world is?
I'll be treasured somewhere else. I'll be treasured somewhere.
Who do you think the prettiest woman in the world is? Let's talk about this.
I think there's
Say the right thing. Say the right thing.
I think there's no prettiest woman in the world. I think many women are beautiful. I think like all women are really beautiful. I think beauty shines from the inside out. And that's what a lot of people don't really see because they're so focused on the physical side of themselves. So, you know, me, I don't really look like, if I say the prettiest woman in the world, it's probably not at the looks or the skin and all of that. I'm talking about the personality and everything together. That's really where it's at for me.
Because So for you, mm-hmm. If somebody was not so attractive, but they had a very pretty personality, you would date them?
I've actually done that already. That you know, people have thought less of like, okay, oh, this
I'm
person
just
is not
at all. I'm just making sure he's not shallow.
No. I've never been that type of person, you know, because I don't see myself as that anyway. Like, I don't put myself on a pedestal. I've never, you know, lived like that. I've always been kind of humble, even in my greatest moments where I feel like I'm the shit or whatever, your ego rises up and you feel like whatever. I still feel humble. I always come back down to like, yo, you're just people at the end of the day. So it's really about personality. I'm telling you, you can meet pretty people. You can meet some pretty woman that's full of shit.
She's drunk. Letters from the pen.
This is crazy. I'm seeing Radia in Europe. Like I'm seeing Star behind you, around you. Like, that's crazy. How y'all do that?
Because we're in the same room.
We're in the same room. Duh.
Oh, I thought y'all was in separate areas. So I'm like, what the heck? How's y'all doing? Like, y'all got this thing figured all the way out, yo. Y'all Zoom experts, yo.
No, I'm standing right next to her.
Yeah, no, I got it now. I just figured that out. At first, I was wondering why I couldn't see you, like, in your chair with your drink, with your champagne.
Radia's acting up tonight. But anyway, so what kind of challenges did you have in 2020 that you think... that you think you'll have in 2021?
I don't think I'll have any challenge from 2020 to 2021 except dealing with this COVID crap. I think that's the only thing that's going to roll over for me, because I'm the type of person to leave all my issues from last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I'm not carrying nothing, no BS or nothing that it doesn't make sense to me. Like, it ain't going in this year. It's over. It's back there. In December or November, that shit is gone. So it's like, I move on, and I'm very good at that, at moving on from crap. So it's like, this new year, I just see fresh blessings, fresh, like fresh blossoms of trees. You know, I'm a Capricorn too. So I'm, you know, I'm representing for my month, January right now. And I'm just,
Jesus, God help me. I'm surrounded by Capricorns.
Yeah, I'm bringing it home.
What the hell you
got? That's why I'm on the trip today. January, baby, we here.
So back to So back to our letter, really quick. Yeah. So, we did get someone else's perspective. We did get someone else's perspective, kind of on the situation. Someone that we know is in a has been with his wife for a while. They're in an open relationship. I'm gonna kill you. So they're in an open relationship, and that's been working for them. What is your mat on, like, if your wife came on today, I want to get an open relationship.
Can you repeat that last part for me? The somebody started calling.
If your wife came home, if your wife came home and said, "Yo, gee, I want to be in an open relationship," how would you feel about that? You would be fine with
that. A woman, right? In a whole new relationship.
I'm talking about open marriage. You see whoever you want to see, but you're whatever. Oh. She sees whoever you want to see. Like, how would you feel about that?
Oh.
that took you for a loop, right?
Y'all be asking some crazy, y'all questions be like, you be want to plead
answer the question. This is 2021.
You be want to plead the fifth on some of this shit. Like,
oh my God. You're on the hot seat right now, okay?
Hold on. Like, nah, I don't know. Nah. I'd be like, nah, son.
What? No, No, but that is a lifestyle that that a lot of people do live, and it's a type of relationship that works for a lot of people. Some people it doesn't work for, but a lot of people it works for them, and sometimes. I know a few couples that are in an open that have like an open marriage. Yeah. And I mean, one couple that I know, it caused a lot of problems, but I guess that's what happens when you have people in a relationship that are really jealous. And then I know some people that it keeps the relationship fresh.
Right.
Well, that would be.
And then there's some men that want their wives to just be happy and experience it all. So, it happens.
That's a good segue into our.
I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm married to a woman and she said, I'd probably be like, look, I don't know you're a Smith.
Talk on mute. I muted mine, though. That's a good segue into our next show, you guys. Well, we're going to have a show soon on the polyamorous life. So shout out to Polly Your Way, her and her husband out there in, I think they're in Mississippi. Really, really dope couple. And they might be looking for some for their third party. So you guys stay tuned for that.
It sounds like you're playing poker over there.
No, she just stuck on her face. Look at her. She just stuffed on her face, eating like...
Yeah, it sounds like she's playing poker over there. It sounds like poker machines around her somewhere.
She's eating like she hasn't ate for 2 weeks.
Well,
I think she's pregnant.
It's a good when you own your show and you can eat on your show and that have fun and relax. That's cool, ain't it?
Why not? It's our show. We can do whatever we want. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Exactly. That's what's up, right? I was about to be like, yo, can I smoke on this show? Well, that man.
I don't support that. So that we not gonna do. But if you want to take a sip or a drink, you could do that.
Well, guess what? See, that's messed up. Y'all allow people to get drunk.
We have children.
Y'all allow people to get drunk, but they can't take their medical cannabis.
Listen, we have children that tune into this show, and I do not promote marijuana smoking for minors.
Y'all, lady, keep calling me no matter what. I try to keep calling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, this person keeps calling me. I don't know what the hell. It's like, why now? All of a sudden that I'm on an interview, why now? Like, I never hear from this person. Like, that's a good question. Why, what would you do? I don't want to ask you. Can I ask a question?
So you're going to interview me now on my show. Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
This is killing me. This is killing me. Like, why now? This person never calls me, ever. And all of a sudden I'm on this interview today. Ring, ring, back to back to back to back.
So that's your question for me? Why does somebody keep calling your phone?
Nah, I was gonna ask it in a more educated way. I was gonna ask it, you know, in a better manner. But yeah, it's all good. It's just so bothersome to actually do a small interview and have somebody that's cutting it off for a minute.
Did you just say it's a small interview?
I mean the time frame. Like me, you know, it's not like I'm gonna be on here all day. I mean, the time. Oh. Time, okay.
Man, how many masks would you like to purchase? We have black ones, we have different styles. How many you need?
You shipping?
Oh,
yeah, we ship to Jamaica.
What's that? That volume going crazy over there, huh? Mm-hmm.
I am loving my world. My world back there. See my world. And it's blue, like my mask.
She drunk.
Royalty. I am not drunk. And she if you know me, she drunk. That's a lie.
She drunk. Off
blame
life.
It on the alcohol.
I don't drink, so ain't no alcohol. You guys, if you know me, and you watching Letters from the Pen right now, you call up here and be like, Star, does not get drunk.
What you drinking, wine?
627.
What you drinking, wine?
She got some Hennessy, some Cavassier. What the hell else is on the table? Some red wine. That's disgusting. Nobody gets drunk off pickle juice. We got that new Snoop.
The first of the month, first of the year, first
wine. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom,
you got
boom.
Him right.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Doing big things. That's the
why. Yeah.
We need some brand
ambassadors. Like I said, I would tell that woman, no, I'm not Will Smith. So that's my answer for that question. So that's that right there. I mean,
you're not trying to get entangled.
He's answering the question. He doesn't want to be in an entanglement for 2021.
That's some Will and Jada stuff there. I guess everybody
is,
you know.
Me, baby. Baby.
You know, I'm not into Hollywood. I'm not really into Hollywood culture. I'm not really into that shit that they portray and feed people through the television 24/7. If you feel me? So I don't really run into that shit. Like, oh, that's I'm into that shit. You know, I'm not really that nigga that's so bougie to jump off into that Hollywood world and all the shit I see they, you know what I mean? It's not for us. I don't think it's for me. No, I don't even think it's for us. I think we have a more loyal, we're a more loyal people to where we come from. Like, I don't really, that open shit, it lets in a lot of demons. And I think a lot of people deal with them in the quiet. And that's why a lot of other people don't know that it is a lot of mix-up shit involved in that, you know? Extra diseases and shit, you got everything coming in, you know? Especially now, when we got a virus, I don't know what the fuck it is. Definitely no, woman. If you want to go out there.
So you're saying that people are out here passing out COVID-19?
Yeah, people out here passing around disease COVID.
Okay, so with that being said, we're gonna play One Night Stand. That's the perfect song for this topic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So you heard it here on Letters from the Pen, One Night Stand by Nakia.
I just wanna. twice. I like it when you come through, even with your boo. I be checking you, alright. And you know what time it is, boy. Oh yeah. So you say you got a girl. I ain't trying to be in your world. I just wanna.
Charges to the game, nothing needs to be announced. How you want it? Slow, rough or sexy. Call me what you want, but please don't test me. Whisper in your ear, kissing on your neck. Tell me, see you later, I'm sure you understand. This one night stand was fun while it lasts. But boy, grab your clothes, here comes your cat.
One night stand.
You gotta talk with yours off.
That was One Night Stand by Nakia, you guys, right here on Letters from the Pen this New Year's Day.
That is horrible.
Awesome New Year's Eve. Oh, it's not New Year's Eve.
Girl, it's New Year's Day.
Well, we hope you guys are having an awesome, amazing New Year. So all our listeners, shout out to Doug and Don out there, our producers. They're always making it happen. And we were having an awesome discussion about open relationships. And Don is down with that. He wants his wife to experience the best of all worlds, the best of both worlds. Wish I could get Don to come on in here and comment really quick if he wanted to. He sure can. We got a call
the show coming up. Absolutely. I love you, ladies. You two are the bomb. I love you, ladies.
So talk about it, Don. How you liking that? Has it always been like that? Or is this something you guys
When I met my wife, I said, look, if I have to live under the state's jurisdiction, under the way the world demands, I can't do it. I want you to have a harem. I can have a harem. We can both have it all and be together. And I want to be with you with no constraints. None. I mean, absolutely none.
Oh,
and
wow.
Somehow that worked. And we've been able to experience life bliss on tap together. That worked for me. I mean, I know that doesn't work for a lot of people. And I don't know why. I honestly don't. But if you can't set the bird free completely, I mean completely, and that bird doesn't want to stay with you, well, I mean, it tells its own story. So for me, there has to be absolute 100% freedom for me to be with my wife. I have to know she wants to be with me, regardless of all the wonderful opportunities out there. And I want her to have them, experience them, and enjoy them. But I want to know that at the end of the day, she's going to want to be with me. And say, hi, Don, here's what I experienced. Go, and I'll get into it because I want her to be that excited. I want her to have that. So that is how, for me, it works. For her, it works. That's what I wanted. I laid it out that way before we got married. And we agreed upon that. And it's only gotten better. It's weird. Every year I've been married, the consecutive year has been better and better and better. And you don't think it can get better, but it does. So there. Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
Do you ever have the fear that, like, one of you guys might fall in love with someone else?
If that happens, I can only give her that love and say, God, if someone else gives you an experience and life that I can't give you, you deserve it.
Oh, wow. That's huge, Dawn.
Yeah, that is.
That is a huge thing to do. That's a huge spirit to have. I think that's awesome.
It's self-love. It's really like you. You know this. You absolutely do. It's self-love. It's loving yourself so much that you extend that to others.
Oh, wow. And that's really the definition of agape love.
Right.
It really is. And to be human and be able to do that, my hat goes off to you.
Thank you. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, ladies. I'm blessed. And you, ladies, I love you, ladies. You're blessed too. But yes, in that respect, I've seen the world. I've been to the top of the mountain, and it is good.
That's awesome. That's awesome to have seen that. Almost sound like Martin Luther King. My eyes have seen the glory. God, they have seen it. Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're happy. I think that's awesome. I've been listening to a lot of people have this conversation lately. I think I'm too possessive to live that life, but I really appreciate that other people can. I'm actually intrigued by it, so that's why I was so excited to do a show about it. So I hope you chime in on that one, too. We'll let you know when that one's coming up.
I love you, ladies. You're so fabulous. Thank you. Thank you for letting
me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So right now we're going to open up the phone lines. Anybody that wants to call in, have a comment, question, concern, want to say something to G Terra. Right, call in. So we're going to give somebody, we're going to give away some lunch. If you can call and sing a couple of lines from G Terra's new song, then we will you lunch. Drop that number, star.
800-627-6008.
Phone lines are open. Okay, we have a caller on line one.
Hold on, line one. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ohana from Massachusetts.
Okay, all right, Ohana.
What's, you know the song? You know G-Lay's, his newest release?
I sing one line, girl. Organic, 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 organic.
Oh,
that's all I know right now.
Okay.
Hold on. That's the only word you know, though, huh? I hear you.
Right now, it just can't. It just dropped today. I don't know nothing else right now.
I know it just dropped. I feel you, yo. I'm not knocking you. Trust me. That's funny though. You know it's funny. Tell it true. You know that was funny.
Wait, so G, wait. I think we
did the thing, baby. She tried.
That was hot.
I think we should give her lunch just for trying.
No, she killed it. She said organic. 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 You killed it, Shari. What's your name again?
It's okay.
Ohana?
Ohana.
Ohana, Massachusetts.
That's what's up, Massachusetts in the building. Shout out to my people out in Massachusetts. Yo, you know, I got some cousins out there still. Big up all your people out there.
Ohana, give me their number. I call them.
Yeah.
What?
I caught that.
Connections up in here. Hey, let's get it.
Where are you from originally? Like, you got some type of mixture? Where your background? What's your background?
Trinidad.
Trinidad.
I am
Trinidad.
Okay. I know I was hearing that accent. That's what I wonder which. I was wondering if it was Guyana or Trinidad. That's why I'm going to have to ask you. Well, big up, Ohana.
Okay. She disconnected, but Ohana, go to our website, www.lettersinthepen.com. Drop your information, and we're going to send you out some lunch. So, as you all know, we've been announcing for the longest time since the first show about two people getting round-trip tickets to Jamaica. And today is the day that we are going to announce that. And to put the cherry on top, when you go to Jamaica, G-Terra is going to be there to show you around.
Ooh, I'm not, and if I'm not here, I'll provide somebody to do it. If I'm here.
Where you going to be?
If I'm in the U.S., I'll get some one of my good people, like my manager, somebody that's a good person.
Well, you just make sure that they got somebody to show them around and they're not just, you know, in Jamaica kidnapped.
I'll love them to come hang with me. So hopefully, you know, I'll be here. But, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just kind of, you know, because the movement is taking off and we plan on traveling the world. You know that we talk about that type of stuff.
All right. So we are about to announce the two winners. Stall.
General. Boom, 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 boom. One, two, three. Oh, go. It's coming.
All right. Pull out your bag.
Get ready, people.
KJ Dawson.
KJ Dawson. If you're out there, you want a round trip ticket to Jamaica.
No, I'm not. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. KJ. KJ. Wrong name.
Whoa. Whoa. Give us a call. Go, KJ.
You are the organic winner. Organic. Okay, tell us who the second winner is, Star.
Second winner is Patricia Mathis. Patricia Mathis is the second winner. We just pulled the name out of the box.
Patricia Mathis, big up. Wow.
KJ Dawson.
Slightly put my hand together for them people. AJ Dawson and Patricia Mathis. That's bigger than
you. And Patricia Mathis, yes. So you guys go to our website, www.lettersinthepen.com, drop your information. We will send you your information for your tickets. Keep in mind these are open tickets, so you can book anytime and stay at the resort anytime. So go again to our website, www.lettersinthepen.com. And drop your information, and we will get that information over to you. And hopefully, G-Terra will be there to show you around.
Yep, I will be here. I'm hoping to. I definitely look forward to. So I'm proud of whoever won. Yep, to Mr. Dawson and Patricia, big up, bless up.
Yes. So as as the show is coming to an end today, not forever, but today, tell everybody, G, where they can find you at.
You already know you can find me G7 Terra on Facebook, G7 Terra on IG, G-T-E-R-A on every music site. You type that in, I'm popping up. You already know it's G Terra representing Spongetown, Jamaica. I say, no schooling. Letters from the pen.com. Hit them up Monday, Friday. You already know the deal. Big up Nikia, big up Star, big up the whole crew. So may I say, yeah. Happy New Year, people.
Make sure you meet us over on Facebook Live. We're keeping the party going all night.
All night. We'll be back.
I'm coming to watch. Salute. Checking out.
And Letters from the Pen, all our radio heads out there listening, all our YouTube guys. We love you. We'll be back next week.
Meet us on Friday.
Monday.
Salute.
6 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern
Standard Time. 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Right here on Letters from the Pen, BBS Radio.
Could this be a dream? You said you'd never.